I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
We're live in the O'Reilly Auto Parts studios on a bench. O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day. 855-212-4CBS. So I just wanted to get this out there. I'm watching this great game. Rene and Subban in Nashville. It's the Predators against the Vegas Golden Knights. And the kid Subban has been standing on his head for about an hour. They were down 3-2. They tied it with under a minute to go. He hasn't given up a goal in, like, eons. And they're in the, even though it's 3-3, you understand he's, like, stood his ground for, like, the last hour. The Predators should have won this game an hour ago. So here's the deal. Now they're in a shootout in, like, the seventh round, and still no one has scored a goal. And he just stopped Bonino on a sick save on his pad side, where he came in on the other side, on the glove side. And Vegas is giving the Predators fits tonight in Nashville, and they just scored. Ah, scratch my back, what a hacksaw. The Vegas Golden Knights win it in Smashville on the road, and it's like watching them lose to the Penguins all over again. It's 8:05 Vegas time. Good evening, Vegas Strong. Anyway, here we go. This game preview brought to you by Buffalo Wild Wings. It's that time again, and when you have to choose between watching football, basketball, and hockey, stop making the hard decision and simply watch them all at Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings, beer, sports, Army-Navy tomorrow, Carver High. You're telling me right here on this very show that you're on Army for a second straight year.
I'm on Army, baby. I think they're going to win the game outright tomorrow.
Carver High, I ask you again. Tomorrow, Indiana-Louisville College Rack. Can the Hoosiers go down to the Yum Center and get involved?
No.
Ooh. Tons of NBA and hockey all weekend. Is there an Islander game that you're licking your chops over?
They are in Boston tomorrow night.
That's right, against the Bruins, who are one of the best in the league, top five in goals allowed. Can the Islanders win on the road?
Yes.
There you go. This game preview brought to you by Buffalo Wild Wings. It's that time again. You got to choose between football, basketball, and hockey. Stop making the hard decision and simply watch them all at Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings, beer, sports. All right, it's that time again. Jamie Eisenberg is in the hizzy to talk fantasy. It's playoff time. Your team is a disaster, and you want to win the playoffs against your buddies. And there's only one way to do it. Ask Jamie the questions that need to be answered, the hard questions. Who to start, who to sit, who to deal. It's playoff time, Jamie, and it's the best time of the year.
It's exciting, right? I mean, this is what you play for. You know, hopefully to cash in. That's what we're all looking for, right?
How many chips will you be cashing this year when you destroy everyone you know on the face of the earth in fantasy? How many leagues are you going to win?
So I made the playoffs in 12, and two are still pending of the 21 leagues that I play in. So hopefully all 14.
So you've mastered this art of, like, I mean, that is like Picasso-esque. You're telling me you're in 21 leagues and you're going to make the playoffs in literally all of them?
No. I missed in six of them. I mastered. No, five of them, excuse me. Missed in five, and still two are pending.
Well, I think the six that you missed, those people cheat. Anyway, here we go. You ready to take calls?
Yes, sir.
All right, here we go. Trey in New York, you're on with Jamie Eisenberg. By the way, we're both doing fantastic, so don't ask us how we're doing. It's a waste of everyone's time. No one cares how we're doing.
Well, just in case I lose this weekend, I want to thank you and Jamie for helping me to the playoffs for the third straight year. But I got a sit two in the 4-point PPR. McCaffrey, Riddick, Mike Davis, Woodhead, and Peyton Barber. And another question is Garoppolo or Roethlisberger? Thank you.
Yeah, Big Ben is an easy one for me. He has a great track record when Jimmy Smith has not played for the Ravens. So with Smith out, I think, you know, Ben has a big day, especially in a primetime home game. I think the two guys you got to play in the PPR league, for sure, Christian McCaffrey of that group, you know, I hope they involve him a little bit more, but he just has the most upside. And I think the same thing with Mike Davis, you know, four catches last week. So they're going to throw the ball to him too to try to offset some of that pass rush.
So I just wanted to say, Trey, have a good weekend. You're on Phillip Rivers and this Bolts team. They continue to impress you.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, you know, what they've done in this last stretch, you know, taking advantage of some good matchups, some good situations. But Rivers has played really well at home. And the Redskins, I'm always a big fan when struggling teams have to go across the country, and the Redskins are struggling right now.
Why are you on Alex Smith this week? Because they're playing the average Raiders? Because he's been a disaster the last 6 weeks.
He was until last week. You know, they made the change in coordinator, play caller, to Matt Nagy and let him call the plays, and you saw him light up the Jets. He lit up the Raiders the last time these two teams met. It's one of the worst secondaries in the NFL. And so his track record, you know, for a guy that doesn't have a big fantasy track record, one of his better matchups year in, year out has always been against Oakland. So I think this is a good spot for him.
Novell in Maryland, you're on CBS Sports Radio.
Thanks for taking my call, gentlemen. PPR league, I need to start Goodwin, Martavius, Shepard, or Morris in the PPR. Which one should I start?
Yeah, I think you go with Goodwin and Shepard. As long as Shepard's healthy, you know, you just got to keep an eye on that hamstring, but it sounds like he's going to play. Goodwin is in a great spot. You know, 8 catches on 8 targets last week, and in Garoppolo's first start, and I think Garoppolo's going to have a chance for a big game. And then I just think what Shepard should be able to do with Eli Manning now starting. It's not a terrible matchup. You know, the Cowboys have a very young secondary, so hopefully Shepard will take advantage of it.
All right, Novell, be cool. Have a great weekend. Happy holidays. Steve in Fairfax, Virginia, off the Fan. You're on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, which one do I sit out of these four in the half-point PPR? Sterling Shepard, Giovanni Bernard, Kareem Hunt, Samaje Perine.
I'd probably sit Hunt. You know, at some point you're going to have a big game, but it's just so hard to trust him. So it comes down to Hunt or Perine, just of the guys that you have there. And at least Perine has shown you something the last few weeks. Last week was a little frustrating, the Thursday night game against the Cowboys where he had the scare with the concussion. But I just think what he's been doing comparatively to what Hunt has been doing, matchups are somewhat similar. So just at least go with the guy who's shown you something the last few weeks.
All right, Steve, let's try 855-212-4CBS to get on with Jamie Eisenberg at CBSSports.com. Corey in Ohio, you're on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, guys, thanks for taking the call. I got a quick question. Who do I start for a flex, Alfred Morris, Frank Gore, or Demaryius Thomas? Thank you.
You know, I liked what the Cowboys did last week. The offensive line got healthy, got on track, and you saw what Alfred Morris was able to do against the Redskins. This is a better matchup against the Giants. And so, you know, hopefully with the 10 days to rest, I know you still got, you know, Tyron Smith and Lyle Collins dealing with some injuries, but it sounds like both are going to play. And so as long as that offensive line is healthy and looking like it did a week ago, I think it carries over to this week against the Giants, and Morris plays well.
All right, Corey. 855-212-4CBS. Kyle in New Hampshire, you're on with Jamie Eisenberg.
Hey, Pharrell, I'm going to start it off as I normally like to do during football season. Just remind you, Tom Brady is a football god walking among men.
It's true.
But I'm actually really curious because I got a little bit screwed. I got Jordy Nelson and Zeke. Do you think I'm going to get anything out of them for the rest of the season? Because I'm in the playoffs. I'm the number one seed, but I don't know what I'm going to do now because I'm losing some serious points because these guys aren't getting any production for me.
Well, as long as you have a bye, you're going to get, hopefully, the Jordy Nelson that we saw early in the season and something that we've seen for the majority of his career because Aaron Rodgers is coming back next week. So while Jordy is older and slower, Aaron Rodgers does a great job of throwing him open and getting him in spaces where he needs to be because of how great he is. So I think you should be encouraged by Jordy Nelson next week, again, if you have a bye. And then if you make it to 2 weeks, you know, week 16, then you get Ezekiel Elliott back. So the fact that you're the one seed, I think you're in good shape with those two guys.
There you go, Kyle. Doesn't sound like you're doing too shabby. 855-212-4CBS. Don't forget, Jamie's great show is on twice on the weekend. Saturday night at 10, Sunday morning at 11, both Eastern time right here on CBS Sports Radio. Charlie in Atlanta. Yang, 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 yang.
Hey, Pharrell, my voice is crappy because I went to the game last night and wanted to stop on that.
I can't understand a word you're saying to me. Good luck to you. Cecil in Dallas.
I think that was Nick.
Hey, Hey, guys. Hey, thanks. I got to start two guys, and I'm in between Mike Wallace, Nelson Aguilar, Peyton Barber, and Kenny Stills. At standard league.
I think Mike Wallace is the easy choice. The Steelers secondary has been real bad since Joe Hayden went down. You always get the revenge game factor with Wallace against the Steelers. He scored against them earlier this season, and he scored in 3 of his last 4 games. So I like his opportunity this week. And then the second choice should be easy if Zach Ertz is out. He's still dealing with that concussion. That will help Nelson Aguilar, but I'd probably play Aguilar anyway. Kenny Stills has a good opportunity, but he was shut down by the Patriots the last time these teams met 2 weeks ago. So Aguilar has got a good track record. Every time he's gotten 5 targets in the game, it's happened 6 times, and 5 of those he scored a touchdown. So with Ertz potentially missing with the concussion, I think you can get Aguilar in there too.
There you go, Cecil. Scott in St. Louis, you're on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, thanks for taking my call. I appreciate it.
Yeah, man.
Jamie, hey, assuming Chris Hogan goes Monday, who do you like between him and Jordan Howard at flex in a half point per reception?
You know, I was really down on Jordan Howard when the week started because Kyle Long is out for the season. He has not run well recently. But the Bengals are starting to trend in the wrong direction with some of the guys that are missing. Vontaze Burfict's going to be out. You have Geno Atkins that was in a walking boot. So it could be a little bit better for Howard. And the one thing that I would caution is, you know, we don't know if Chris Hogan's going to be active. It sounds like he's going to be, but just keep an eye on that Sunday. If he's going to be active, I would play him over Howard. But if you just want to take the safe route, maybe Howard might be better just because of what's happening now to the Bengals defense.
There you go, Scotty. The Blackhawks forcing with an overtime goal late against the Sabres in Chicago to win that game. I told you before, Vegas won the game in Nashville as well. Cam in New York, you're on CBS Sports Radio.
Shake-a-dee.
Headbutt.
All right, I have a two-parter. So it's PPR. I need to start 2 out of these 3 receivers between Crabtree, Robbie Anderson, and Kupp. And then who do I start at my flex, Latavius Murray or Jamal Williams? Thanks.
Yeah, I would play Williams over Murray. I know there's some concern about what Aaron Jones will do, but I would be shocked if the Packers went completely away from Jamal Williams after what he's done the last 3 weeks. I would bench Kupp of the receivers you have. I know Robbie Anderson has a little bit of a scare with the hamstring problem, but it sounds like he's going to be fine. And the Broncos secondary just has not been the same no-fly zone that we've seen the last couple of years. And Crabtree should be awesome, especially if Amari Cooper's out.
There you go. Second half coming up with Jamie Eisenberg taking your calls, 855-212-4CBS. It's Pharrell on the Bench. We kill everyone.
You're listening to Pharrell on the Bench.
Another good one tomorrow. Wichita State at Oklahoma State and College Rack in Stillwater. Both of these teams mean business. I think you'll like that one.
Give me the Shockers.
Oh, little Shocker on the road? There you go. Carver High getting involved. We'll give you games that are going on tomorrow throughout the show tonight. We're talking to Jamie Eisenberg of CBSSports.com. He's basically, God, he is the fantasy king of the world, and he's been on the bench forever, talking to fans every single Friday, helping you rectify your problems with your fantasy teams. He's the best. You suck. Reach out for help right now, 855-212-4CBS-4227. And believe me, things will turn around for you with the playoffs going on this weekend. You're going to need all the help you can get. And don't forget, Jamie's on CBS Sports Radio with a great show on Saturday night at 10 and Sunday morning at 11 a.m. Eastern. Saturday night at 10 p.m. East, Sunday morning at 11 a.m. East. You can catch it right here on CBS Sports Radio. Second half kickoff, here we go. Matt in Pittsburgh on the Fan, you're on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, guys, thanks for taking my call. One quick question. Austin Safarian Jenkins or Jared Cook?
PPR. I'll always lean toward matchup here, and Safarian Jenkins has the best matchup, at least one of the best matchups on the table. The Broncos have really struggled with tight ends. Even Julius Thomas scored a touchdown last week, so he's due. I think he'll get it. And Cook, he had a great game against the Chiefs the last time, but they've only allowed one touchdown to a tight end all season, so I just don't want to trust him.
There you go, Matt. Quentin also in Pittsburgh.
Hey, what's up, guys?
Yo.
Man, thanks for taking the call.
Cool, man.
Hey, man, a quick question here. All right, if I lose this week, I'm done. So I got Kareem Hunt is my only question mark. I got Kareem Hunt, Carlos Hyde, and Rex Burkhead in the flex. But I got Stephon Diggs Marquise Goodwin and Jamal Williams on the bench. Who should I pull? I can't screw up this week.
You know, it's so hard to trust Kareem Hunt right now. So I don't know if you have a better replacement option on the bench. That's the only thing I'm concerned about. So hopefully this is the week he delivers. It's not a bad matchup, but I just don't know if there's anybody you can replace him with. So stick with Kareem Hunt.
Yeah, Quentin, I would recommend drinking heavily. Danny and Dallas on the ticket. You're on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, guys. I have a two-parter. At wide receiver, do I start Nelson Aguilar or Jermaine Kearse? And defense, do I start Chargers or Detroit Lions?
Yeah, definitely go with the Chargers. I think they're just in a better spot against the Redskins at home. I didn't see what the final injury report is with the tackles in terms of Moses and Trent Williams, but those guys have been banged up. And against Joey Bosa and Melvin Ingram, the Chargers defense should be very good. As of now, I would stick with Nelson Aguilar. You just got to keep an eye on what Zach Ertz's situation is. That could change things. Kearse has played really well the last 2 weeks, but I think Aguilar might be the better bet. Just keep an eye on that Ertz injury. That could sway things one way or the other.
There you go, Danny. Let's try Matt in South Carolina. You're on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, two questions real quick. Jermaine Kearse or Demaryius Thomas, and then Jimmy Garoppolo or Josh McCown, PPR.
Yeah, I'm going to go with Jimmy Garoppolo, and then because of the PPR scoring, I'll stick with Demaryius there. It's hard to trust him, but the Jets secondary is not good, so hopefully this is a week that Demaryius comes through. He's had a hard time connecting with Trevor Siemian, but just if it was a standard league, I'd probably go with Kearse, but PPR, I'll stick with Demaryius because he should get 5 or 6 catches in this game.
Yeah, I'll give you that, but boy, do they suck. Marcus, Marcus in Chicago on the score. You're on CBS Sports Radio.
I got two, Jamie. I got standard scoring. I got Diggs or Kenny Stills, and I got the Rams or the Bengals. Thank you.
You know, even though the Bengals are really banged up, the Bears are banged up too. You know, so without Kyle Long and the offensive line is really a struggle. So I stick with the Bengals defense at home against Mitch Trubisky. And then I forget the first part of the question. I'm sorry.
Diggs or Stills?
Oh, Diggs or Stills. Yeah, go with Diggs. I thought it was Diggs or somebody. Yeah, go with Diggs. Hopefully this is a game he comes through. I don't really buy the Panthers' secondary. Their pass rush is good, but I don't buy their secondary. So he needs to be able to make some plays with Diggs this week.
All right, there you go, Marcus. Have a good weekend in the Windy City. Happy holidays. Matt in Michigan.
Hey, I got a two-parter. I got Kirk Cousins or Andy Dalton, and then I got I need two to start. This is standard league. Jordan Howard, Jamal Williams, or Kerwin Williams.
I would bench Latavius Murray. I think Jamal Williams again has proven himself that he should at least get the majority of the touches, if not all the touches, for the Packers. Even with Aaron Jones now 2 games removed from the injury, and Kerwin Williams without Adrian Peterson, he doesn't have to share touches. Whereas at least Latavius, you know, is going to lose some touches to Jerick McKinnon. I'm really excited about Andy Dalton this week. He's gone 6 games in a row now without an interception. That's big for him. He's come through in some tough spots. You know, last week against Pittsburgh, for example, in a primetime game where he usually struggles. And the Bears' defense on the road is not very good. So I really like Andy Dalton's matchup.
All right, Matt. Let's try Nick in Miami on QAM.
Hey, I got half-point PPR scoring, and I need 2 out of these 4. Devin Funchess, Chris Hogan, Marvin Jones, and Josh Gordon.
Yeah, I think Josh Gordon's in line for a big game. The Packers secondary is banged up. First home game for him since the 2014 season. And he played well last week, you know, given the circumstances. Tough matchup against the Chargers and, you know, first game with DeShone Kizer, first game since 2014. So I was pleasantly surprised with how much they featured him with the 11 targets. And Marvin Jones, it sounds like Stafford's going to play, so that's a good thing. Matchup is great against Tampa Bay. So I think Gordon and Jones are your two guys.
All right, Nick. Will in Alexandria, Virginia, you're on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, what's going on, man?
Yo.
I had 2 out of these 3 in the standard PPR league. Carlos Hyde, Josh Gordon, and Alfred Morris.
Gordon would be the easy one for me, and then it comes down to, you know, the two running backs. Even though Morris doesn't catch the ball very much, I still think his situation is great. The Giants' run defense is not good. Their defense overall is not good. You know, the one thing you have to worry about is, will they be motivated by Spagnuolo taking over as the interim coach? I think talent is not going to really help that. So Morris behind that offensive line would be my choice.
All right, let's go. Two left. Nick in Akron on 1240. You're on CBS Sports Radio.
All right, Jamie, I got a big dilemma for you. I'm a big Detroit Lions fan. I'm going to the game tomorrow in Tampa, but I got Jameis Winston and Marcus Mariota. Who do I start?
Well, you'll get to see Jameis firsthand, and you know, I think if you know the Lions, you know their secondary, they're shuffling things around now without Trayvon Wilson in there. So I think Jameis showed you enough last week that the shoulder seems okay, the offensive line woes won't be too bad, and so I like his matchup much better than Mariota going to Arizona, where he's got to deal with, you know, Patrick Peterson. Question about if he's going to play. Sounds like he'll be out there, so that's a tough situation for Mariota.
All right, and finally, Chris in Green Bay. You're on CBS Sports Radio.
I have a wide receiver question, PPR league. I have Amari Cooper or Josh Gordon.
We're still not sure if Cooper's going to play, and even if he does, I would still stick with Gordon here. Derek Carr's got a terrible track record in Arrowhead Stadium, and as bad as that defense has played, sometimes you got to look at history and say that that sort of wins out. So Cooper was amazing against the Chiefs the last time, but who knows how healthy he will be if he does play. And again, Gordon at home against the Packers, I like that situation.
Yeah, I don't think Cooper's playing at all, and I've already had a game plan for the Browns. Last night we had our guy on from Cleveland talking about their embarrassing front office situation. Now that they've hired Dorsey, they're headed in the right direction. But everything else was, you know, in my opinion, a joke and under the table, dirty dealings, everything else. Plus, they've won one game in 2 years. They're a disaster. So my game plan is to throw the ball to Josh 25 times per half.
I was going to say, I thought you were going to say 75 times. So, yeah, 50 times for the game would be a good one.
50 passes to Gordon, and all of them over 20 yards. That's the game plan on Sunday. Check out Jamie Eisenberg, the great, on Saturday night at 10, Sunday morning at 11 a.m. Eastern, right here on CBS Sports Radio. Jamie, awesome stuff. I'll talk to you next week. We still do next week, right?
Absolutely, sir.
All right, I can't wait. Have a great weekend. Enjoy the games.
You too. Take care, man.
Welcome to Play It, a new podcast network featuring radio and TV personalities talking business, sports, tech, entertainment, and more. Play it at play.it.
So, did you remember when I had the, like, teal blue? It was like a greenish one.
Yes,
it
I
was
do.
Remember I had it forever?
Yes.
So the chick, remember that you heard about the chick, like, that wanted to go basically sleep with Mafia?
Correct.
She melted it in my dishwasher. She ruined it. I pulled out the dishwasher, and it was coiled up into a, like, failure.
Are you kidding me?
So it was destroyed. So 34C went out today and got me a brand new one, like UCLA blue.
Look at you. You're styling, though. You got, and it's this almost an identical one. I mean, it's the same thing that you
it's
had.
It's the exact same one, different shade.
It's fresh now.
The other one was a little bit of San Jose Shark look.
Right. This one's
UCLA
more of a,
Bruins.
A royal blue.
More of a, is that navy right there?
More of a royal blue.
Royal blue. All right. So lots of games on Saturday. Alabama, Arizona, I told you, in college basketball. I mean, just like, you got to be kidding me. There are so many games that I could chip a tooth. I just want you to know. Like, I'm watching Oklahoma, USC right now, but you need to be on PharrellOnTheBench.com tonight. Sign up. And ride the Lightning for the next month. Like, you know, there's tons of games. VCU, Seton Hall, Duke, BC. I mean, Colorado, Xavier. That's the one Brando's calling in Cincinnati. Michigan State's at home tomorrow with the Breslin. Florida, Cincinnati, Minnesota, Arkansas. I mean, it goes on and on. West Virginia, Pitt. And there's just endless other games. Indiana, Louisville. There's Army, Navy. There's all the bowl games are posted for every single bowl game, money line and spread at PharrellOnTheBench.com. Week 14 NFL Pain Day, Sunday, locks, all posted and ranked. You got to get on PharrellOnTheBench.com. Everybody's doing it. Every NBA game, every NHL game. I hit tons of winners every day, every week. You hear fans calling in, Pharrell, all you do is make me flow. Flowage. Conchitas. Fritos, Flambitos, PharrellOnTheBench.com. Sign up today. You'll love it. All right, Andrew in Alabama, you're on CBS Sports Radio.
Okay, so basically, I am a huge Alabama fan.
Right.
So, judging by the way Alabama played Auburn, and honestly, I don't think they did any good. So, do you think that Alabama has a chance to even go up against Clemson?
Are you kidding me? Like, that's the funniest thing I've ever heard. So, you're a big Alabama fan, and you've already started crying that you have no chance against Clemson in the playoff because what? You lost a game? You lose one game at most every year, and now you've already given up on him? You sound like a great fan. I'd love to have you in my corner if I ever lost one game, and then you dive off the boat into the water so you can swim with the sharks alone. Andrew, I mean, you can't give up on your team like that, dude.
Okay, so...
Am I wrong about Carver High? Does this kid, he already quit on him?
Yeah, this is just, he's finished already.
I mean, of course you can beat him. Are you kidding me? With Nick Saban given a month to prepare for a game, you don't think he's going to be ready for Clemson?
I don't know.
Wow, your confidence. I can't even listen to you. Goodbye.
I don't know.
I'm done. I can't even listen to you. How do you give up on your team like that, Carver High?
This is it. I mean, this is the rubber match, the third year in a row.
I tried to give the kid all the chance in the world to just jump back on the tide, roll tide, and did you hear? Can you imagine the people in Birmingham and Tuscaloosa right now listening to this? They want to kill themselves.
It's hard to believe.
That Andrew backed out on his team like that.
You usually don't hear that from Alabama fans.
Didn't take long for Andrew to jump off.
A young fan who's only known winning.
Maybe he should go root for Auburn, see how that goes over at the middle school. So, Carver, let's talk about something more important.
What would that be?
Your hideous comments earlier.
Oh, here we go.
In front of Coach Zimmer here, that you would, in front of the coach, who's been in here for two nights of glorious, flowing radio, and Coach Zimmer will back me up on this. Coach Zim, tell him, is this not the most hideous thing you've ever heard Carver High say, that he wants nothing to do with Geo Stanton and the Bronx Boogie Down Bombers?
I to be honest, I don't understand that at all. If you have an
says he doesn't want anything to do with him. He just he's a hack. What's wrong with you, dude?
I didn't say he wasn't a good player.
You said you
said
want
I don't want him
do
on
them.
I don't.
Why?
I don't think the Yankees need him.
Did you say to me that you didn't want to lose Clint Frazier?
I love Clint Frazier. I love
down,
Clint Frazier,
dude.
And Clint Frazier cost 1/100th of what you have to pay Giancarlo Stanton.
What do you care?
You're right, and I always say that. I don't care about the
problems.
Payroll. I don't care about that stuff. I don't. They don't need him. They have power. Why do they need Giancarlo Stanton?
Yeah, I'll tell you why.
Why?
Because if they have him, they win everything.
And this
always
was the first year that the guy actually played a whole season. He's hurt all the time before this year.
I mean, these
guys. I don't need him.
Who isn't hurt in baseball?
I don't need him.
I think you do need him.
I think the Yankees have been building something.
You made it to the ALCS, and look what happened. You got your ass beat.
Well, they lost in seven games.
So what you need? If you had him, you would have won easily.
I don't believe that.
Why not? He doesn't hit enough home runs for you.
Okay, so he would have been.
He was
the
MVP.
I don't care what he was
on a crappy team.
Exactly,
so
on a crappy
you don't want
team.
The best player, one of the best players in baseball. I mean, honestly. Like, this is insanity. I'm listening to you. You've lost your marbles.
Is it the whole not giving up prospects thing?
Look, they have been building something over the last few years.
So you think he'll ruin the youth chemistry potion?
I think
potion?
It goes back to – it gets away from what they've been doing over the last few years. I don't think it's necessary. I don't think they need him. I'm not saying he's a stiff. Obviously, he's a good player. But they have a player almost exactly like him already. So – why?
Two's better than one.
I don't know. I don't think they need it, but it sure sounds like it's going to happen. I don't know. Whatever.
So, listen, you're telling me that when they, if and when they get him, if the Yankees get Stanton.
I won't sign on it.
Oh, you're just going to, you're going to be all hands off deck. You're done. You're like Andrew bailing on the Bombers.
Done. Why would I bail on them?
But you're going to bail.
I'm not going to bail.
So
I root for the uniform.
So will you cheer him on, or will you be?
He's on the team. I'm going to have to cheer for him.
So you'll settle down and agree with it.
Well, I'm going to have to, but I don't like it. I'm making that known. I don't like it. Okay? That's it.
What's next? You're going to tell me you don't want Manny Machado over the rally killer?
Well, that's a different story, but I don't think they need to shell out hundreds of million dollars.
What's next? Bring back Tyler Chatwood?
I don't think they're going to spend. They're not going to have to pay a lot of that money. Maybe half of it.
They're going to have to pay some of it.
Coach Zim, should the Bombers get Stanton if they can get him?
Oh, absolutely. Like I think I mentioned to you during the break. As long as they don't give up Gleyber Torres, I'm fine with it.
When is that guy going to play baseball?
He'll be up this year.
He was close till he hurt himself. That he tore his rotator cuff this year. He was close to making it. He'll be in the mix at spring training.
And you know, these rumors going on that Starlin Castro might be involved for Stanton, which would open up second base for him.
Would you have a problem with them giving up Starlin Castro? No. I thought he was solid for the Yankees.
I wouldn't have a problem. If it's Starlin Castro and now Jacoby Ellsbury would be a good – if that salary went – I could stomach it a little bit
why
more.
Do you think the Marlins want him?
That's the thing. Why would he want to leave? He has a no-trade clause, too. So why would he want to leave the Yankees?
So he doesn't have to leave.
He doesn't have to leave you. It's the same thing you talked about earlier with Stanton. He's got the right to say no if they want to send him to the Marlins. And like you said, why the hell would he want to go there?
And they're the ones that gave him the no-trade clause.
Correct.
So they have to live with it. It's the worst thing ever invented is the no-trade clause. Is that not what comes back to haunt you? Is it not the worst thing ever in baseball that they give these guys no trade clauses? It's the dumbest thing ever, isn't it? You don't think?
It is.
It's great for the player.
It's great for the player.
I just think it's a dumb thing for the teams. Can you imagine if they had that and everything? Radio deals, TV deals. You can... They want to move you.
No movement clause.
No movement. I like right where I am. You can't replace me with certain individuals. You're not allowed to take my slot from me.
Different time.
I own the slot.
It's like buying a PSL.
Right. Those are great. Those have been so great for fans, having those fleecings. San Antonio 105-102 on the Celtics with 5 seconds left in... San Antonio off the Riverwalk. Your boy, Ginobili, just hit a huge three.
Still playing, huh?
With the game tied, with 5 seconds left, he just hit a bomb to give him the three-point lead. But the game's not over. There's 5 seconds left. Celtics can easily get down and get a three off.
Lifetime in the NBA.
I mean, your boy Kyrie could shoot two of them. He could miss, get his own rebound, and shoot another one in the corner. I'm watching Oklahoma up 15 on USC, 12:45 and rolling in the second half at Staples. I'm also watching the Wild up 2-1 on the Ducks early in the third. I'm trying to watch everything, Carver High. I'm even trying to get my hands on a Colorado State-Oregon basketball game. I don't even know if that's happening.
On the Pac-12 network.
It might very well be happening. I have action going here tonight. There's a tremendous amount of action. It is going on, but it's an Oregon blowout, 88-57. That game's toast. You see, Arizona State beat St. John's by 12 tonight in Tempe in the Hall of Fame Classic. Hall of Fame of what? I'm trying to figure that out.
That's out at the Staples Center.
Oh, is that where that was?
Yes, and the other game, Oklahoma-USC going.
Oh, that's the second game. There you go. And then Wake beat Army big 109-80. I'm just looking for anything that matters here. How about Riverside blows out Air Force? I got burned on that one, 67-48. There you go. Nevada and TCU getting set to go in an hour. We'll tip that one off at 1 a.m. Eastern. 10 Vegas time.
That actually might be the,
that's the third
I think
game
this is a triple
Vegas.
Header at
the
Staples
triple
Center.
Header. What do we have here?
Should be a lot of people left for that.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world.
Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.